Period number two, according to our own Mike Murakami, it was the Kyle Rau show at the Eden Prairie Community Center last night as the Eden Prairie Eagles held on for a 4-3 win in a game in which, Mike, you're joining us here right now this morning. Thanks a lot. You're saying it was one which Wayzata really didn't play that poorly.
They didn't play bad. Even Coach Davis said that they felt like they were right there, but unfortunately with Kyle Rau on the ice, they were playing from behind a lot.
Well, looking at his scoring summary, 18 seconds in, he makes his presence felt, picks up a goal. But then Sam Maka scores late in the period at 14:46. But then tell us about the exciting Rau penalty shot that you posted online. You give him that kind of opportunity, he's going to toy with you. I don't care who's in goal.
Well, and it didn't help that it was a sophomore making, I believe, his fifth start varsity. So that matchup, I think, is going to tip a little bit to Rau, but he was coming in on net, and Wayzata defender DJ Jones, it looked like he kind of dragged him down a little bit, and you know, the official crossed his arms, much to pretty much everyone's surprise, and Rau versus a sophomore goalie, as good as a goalie as Dingman is, I mean, that was pretty much going to be a Rau goal. So,
well, you can see that right here on the hub. Nice job in capturing that one. You know, then they go into the second period early again. They had a goal 49 seconds in. So a pair of Eden Prairie goals scored within the first minute of each period. Did Carl Davis have anything to say about that?
He thought that it was hard to kind of get any momentum with the Eagles, with the Trojans playing from behind. Two quick goals like that is great if you're Eden Prairie or if you're an Eden Prairie fan. That quick start is very essential. And last game, I believe, I spoke with Carl Davis after the Diamond game. He said that momentum is pretty much everything in high school hockey. And when you're playing from behind, it's generally the momentum's not on your side.
No question. That's managing that as far as coaching staffs are concerned is the million-dollar question. But the Trojans were able to bounce back. Rau scores to give the 4-1 lead. Eden Prairie looking comfortable. But Michael Lee likes to, what I like to see is they're going to their depth. Lee from Tiller and DJ Jones at 12:04 the second, and then Lucia late in the third at 15:30 from Cameron Easy and Klein as the big dogs get involved in that one. But was it a tense close to the contest, or did Eden Prairie cinch it in?
Period. And you can see that because the shots were a little closer. Like you said, the big name players started showing up. Lucia and Cameron Easy were feeding each other back and forth all night, but neither of them could get a solid chance on goal. That goal by Lucia was literally him kind of dragging the puck out of the corner, bringing it in to maybe set something up and just saying, you know what, I'm just going to shoot this puck. And he found the top corner.
Lucia did find the top corner, and it closes out at 4-3. And it was not the type of close to the game, I think, Michael, that you would say that the Wayzata Trojans wanted. They could never really get a good chance with an icing call late in the game and other things where they could really get a good look at Andrew Ford and the Eden Prairie Eagles.
They were throwing a lot at Ford, but he was equal to the task. There were a lot of not a lot of power play opportunities, but they had a lot of chances on those power plays. They had a couple breakaways. They had a few odd man rushes, and Ford was just equal to the task each time, coming out of the net to make some diving saves and taking away any possible rebound. And you know, in the end, I think that Wayzata just fell one goal short.
Andrew Ford showing why he's a Frank Brimsek finalist with Alex Lyon from Lake of the Woods Baudette. We had a chance to check in with a couple of post-game comments. Michael Murakami and Kyle Rau right here on the Overtime Radio Network.
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Doing good. Big win. Big win.
Talk to me about it.
They're a good team. We'll probably end up playing them in sections, so it's good to come out and get the W. And
yeah, three games to prepare, or three days really. Hadn't played since Saturday. Was a little anxious going into this one, or?
I mean, yeah, but it was nice because we've had like our past 3 weeks have been game, so it's nice to finally get a couple days off and rest and get ready for the game.
So what was the game plan? Was the game plan to get a hat trick and then just go from there?
No.
What was that game plan going into?
We just knew we had to beat them because it's obviously a big section game and conference game. So, and we got it done, so it's good.
Talk to me about your first goal. Kind of a little scramble, rebound, all of a sudden it's right there. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I just went to the net and it hit one of their guys, hit one of our guys, and then there it was, and I had an empty net, so I was fortunate.
And then, penalty shot opportunity. Were you campaigning for the penalty shot when you went down, or were you just kind of surprised to see those arms crossed?
Yeah, I was surprised. I was gassed, so I was tired, but it was fine.
I noticed you spent a little bit of time in the crease, just kind of relaxing.
I was tired, so.
Going in on Aaron Dingman with that penalty shot, what's going through your mind?
I was just making him make the first move and play off him, so.
And then, quick start in the second with that power play goal. Talk to me about having that momentum at that point.
Yeah, I mean, they got one at the end of the period, make it 2-1, and then so we know we need to get the momentum back, and that was huge.
Talk to me about what this win means kind of going forth. Obviously, going into sections, you touched on it, you might play them, but what does this win do for your team?
I mean, it does a lot. I mean, we've been saying that playoffs start now, so we're trying to get in that mentality. So it's big. It should get us a higher seed than them, so.
Michael, you really hit the nail on the head. Did Kyle Rau talking about his club getting the higher seed, most likely, than Wayzata. And it's about chipping away at all of these. A huge seeding game coming up Saturday night for the Eden Prairie Eagles as they're going to face off with the Minnetonka Skippers.
Like you say, Wags, no rest for the weary.
Yeah.
Tough, tough schedule. Taking care of business on your home ice against Wayzata, I mean, that's great. But then you're looking ahead, and you got Tangle right in front of you. That's got to be a big task that the Eagles are going to start getting to work on today.
Well, you're going to have a snarly Minnetonka Skipper team who fell for the first time since 2009. January 10, that was when the Bonilla St. Margaret's, led by a former Skipper coach in Ken Pauley, beat them by a score of 4-3. From then on, it's 26-0-2 as they fell now for the second straight game. They lost at Bloomington Ice Garden against Bloomington Jefferson by a score of 4-2. And then you fast forward the tape, and then they fell once again to the Edina Hornets last night, 4-2. What a game. We've got period one. We covered all that. But nonetheless, what kind of mood we think they'll be in, who knows. But it's a tough place to play, and the Eden Prairie Eagles are dialed in and ready to go. You had a chance to check in with assistant coach Greg Aslickson right here on the Overtime Radio Network.
That was a pretty good game. Talk to me about what the kind of mentality is.
Well, first of all, you got two very good teams. Both have a lot of skill, and a couple weeks ago we tied 3-3 up there, and it was a great game. And tonight, we had them at home, and our kids were so proud of them because they were ready, and they played 51 minutes of good hockey, and they beat a good hockey team tonight. They got a lot of good hockey players that you can't give a lot of space to over there, and I'm just really proud of our entire team, how they played. But this was a game we needed. It was a big game for us to win, and we talked about it all week. We had 3 good days of preparation and got ready for them, and we came out on top tonight.
Quick starts to both periods with goals coming at, within the first minute. How important is that in this game?
Well, first of all, it's important to get a quick start in the game. And, Kyle Rau is such a leader for us, to get that first goal and then get that penalty shot. But no doubt, scoring like that really helped us and kept us, gave us some momentum.
Obviously, this is, a big big push going into section. Was the obviously the mentality is to win, but how important was it to win this game, knowing that you might see that team again?
Well, it's extremely important. And like I said earlier, we prepared for the game all week. And, you know, we looked at it that let's go out and get this one tonight. And then we have a big game Saturday against Tonka, but we're not going to worry about it until tomorrow. And, you know, it's a, you know, you look at the next, well, there's a lot of hockey to be played in the next couple of weeks. And we thought these games, you know, every game's important, but we thought this one we had to get if we want the number one seed. And, you know, now tomorrow we'll come back to work and get ready for Minnetonka.
Not to downplay anyone else in that locker room or either locker room, but obviously some major stars on the ice with Cameron Easy in that one, Kyle Rau, the Mr. Hockey finalist, Andrew Ford. Talk to me about how well Kyle Rau played tonight.
You know, Kyle is a huge leader for us, and you saw that tonight. You know, he played a great game tonight, and not to take anything away from Tony Camerunese or Mario Lucia, because they're great players too. But we just got, you know, Kyle was our leader. He got three tonight for us, but you know, he's just an all-around player, just a great player, and you know, we saw his leadership tonight.
And a great effort from Ford. Talk to me about his performance.
Well, Andrew, you know, this is Andrew's third year with us, and, you know, he's a very good goalie, and, you know, he leads us from the nets out, and, you know, he, you know, as... You know, as the year comes to a close here, we really need his leadership in the net, and we need him to play at that, you know, the same level that he has the last 3 years. And but just another good leader from the nets out for us.
Greg Isaacson, of course, the former head coach of the Armstrong Falcons, knows his way around the microphone. Very impressive, as we've now touched all three on the bench anyway. We're going to have to bring Krumpetich and our boy Matt Bertram into the mix at some point here as we've worked our way, Mike, through the entire crew with the Eden Prairie Eagles. You caught up with Carl Davis after the game. What was the mood? Obviously not thrilled in tenor of the Wayzata Trojans after this one.
He was disappointed. And I think that echoed his, you know, the mentality of the team. They were disappointed. It was obviously, you know, obviously we're not in late February. We're not in March yet. So, you know, they know that there's still hockey to be played, but they were disappointed that they couldn't get the upper edge against the Eagles. And, but they, you know, they liked how they competed, and they knew that they were in the mix pretty much until the very end there. So that was a positive that the Trojans could take away.
Let's check in and hear from head coach Carl Davis of the Wayzata Trojans.
Well, coach, let's try and get a little... Well, coach, a tough result for the last regular season time that you'll get to see these guys. Talk to me about the game.
Well, we put ourselves in a hole. You know, they took advantage of a penalty shot, and then Raul scored another goal to, you know, they took the lead, and we were trying to battle from behind the whole game. And, you know, it's hard to play from behind, obviously, but I really liked how we competed today. And, you know, I thought we finally got a little momentum in the third period. I thought we really stepped up and played well, even though, again, we had to, you know, come from two down. And made it a game, but you know, obviously Kyle Rau had a great game tonight. He got three goals, and we have to capitalize on power plays. We had a couple power plays that we didn't really make much out of, and I think that was the difference.
Still, though, I mean, I wrote it never seemed like you guys weren't playing well. It didn't seem like you guys were playing flat. I mean, was it just tough to get something going tonight?
Well, we had one issue that one of our top defensemen broke a skate right before the game, and so we were out there playing with four defensemen the first period, and it really wasn't even until about halfway through the second that we got Mark Richards back playing, and that threw us off a little bit on our power plays, threw us off just in our whole sequence of our rotation of our defensemen. Some of the guys were playing a lot more minutes than they normally would have, and so, you know, we had to get battled through that, and then at that point we're down 4-2. But yeah, we felt like we were always right there. I thought we competed well. We have to bury chances, so we had plenty of good opportunities. You know, we hit a couple pipes. Mario hit the crossbar. We had a couple power plays that we had the opportunities, and you know, we just got to bear down when we have those chances.
So though, you know, pretty good play by your team tonight. You know, what were the positives that you can take away from this one going up into Moorhead tomorrow?
Just kind of that stick-to-itiveness, you know, not giving up. I mean, I guess, you know, we gave ourselves a chance to stay in the game right to the end, and that's a real positive, I think. It was just the mentality that they stayed after as hard as they could, and they weren't about to quit at all. And I just love that. When you don't give up, you have that determination right to the end.
Looking ahead, you know, possible rematch with them in sections, you know, guys talking in there about it, or, I mean, you looking forward to that?
Well, yeah, chances are pretty good that we'll see them again, and you know, maybe this will play to our advantage at some point. You never know. I mean, it's funny how the games go. We tie the first time, now they have the edge, but maybe we'll have that revenge coming back. You know, who knows? But we just hope we have a chance to see them again.
That's what it's really all about. You know, if you want to get to a championship level, you're going to have to see every team a couple of times. And, you know, you hear the word resiliency, you say it a lot in sports. You win some, you lose some. And I think it's difficult for fans anyway, I don't know, to not get too hung up in what a game at this time or that time of the year means. The ones that really matter, really, Michael, are coming up in a couple of weeks. And when you take these two teams, there's a one-goal differential among, what, seven periods of hockey that have been played.
And, you know, just I think that mentality is going to help out both teams, especially in a year where everyone's been beaten up on everyone. Everyone seems to bounce back at certain points this year. I think I've heard that phrase more than anything this season, bounce back, you know. And Wyzetta is going to be looking to bounce back this weekend up in Moorhead, and Eden Braves is going to hope to continue their success into the playoffs.
Well, the Eagles are on a roll. The Skipper's holding on to first place right now by 1 point in the Lake Conference. The sectional battles are win one, lose one. You know, an Eden Prairie win over the Minnetonka Skippers could put them in a very, very good position, because they'd have two wins over the Skippers. They'd be 1-0-1 against the Wyzetta Trojans. They beat the Benilde St. Margaret's Red Knights. So really, in my opinion, the top seed, the number one seed of the Section 6AA on the line this Saturday night at the Pagel Activity Center. Michael, be safe. You're heading on up to Hockey Day Minnesota. We'll chronicle all of your events on Overtime this weekend and on Monday. Have fun up there and stay warm.
I'm bringing plenty of layers, and I might go purchase some more this afternoon.
You're the man. Thanks a lot for joining us. That does it for period number two. So long, everybody.